Hello everyone, I'm Father Jared Rodrigue, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born in me. When we speak of this amazing and holy season of Advent, we constantly hear, prepare the way of the Lord, or watch, stay alert, and pray, or make room in your heart for Him, right? All sorts of different catchphrases to remind us that this season is important, right? And we need to get our act together. Well, then comes the hard part. How? Right? How are we supposed to get our acts together? How are we supposed to prepare the way and stay alert and make room? That's a great question. Thank you for asking. There are all kinds of ways we can prepare for Christmas. But one way in particular we can prepare is by looking at where we are before then making a plan about where we are going. Like for this reason, for this entire season of Advent, we are going to make an assessment of where we are in our relationship with the Lord. Or, another way of putting it, what is the current state of our manger? And how can we make it more fitting for the King of the universe? So, here's how we're going to do just that, to prepare a way and make sure our mangers are top-notch. First, we're going to look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which will be a sort of test of the effectiveness of our mangers, right? By looking at this manger, does it seem sturdy? Does it seem fitting? Second, we'll look at the cardinal virtues, which will be our sort of, you know, practice tests or experiments on our mangers. How has this manger endured the weather or the elements, the wear and tear, right? What are its weaknesses and what are its strengths? And third, after determining what those weaknesses are, what those strengths of our mangers are, we can begin to know what further help, right? What additional assistance we will need to prepare our mangers to be the fit dwellings they should be for the King of the universe, for this child, Jesus. Now, you may be thinking, whoa, that's a crazy task, Father Jared. How will we ever do it? You may have even got lost somewhere in this introduction. But worry not, people. We've got a whopping 26 days to get ready. We can do this. Or better yet, the Lord can do this. And so we pray, St. Luke the Evangelist, author of the most beautiful story ever told, pray for us.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I